League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Let's talk to Sean Richards. He's from Not a Yes Man Economics. A very good morning to you, young Sean.
Morning.
Right, let's talk about the Bank of England. What's going on there?
Well, they meet today. Today's policy-making day. For those that don't follow this, this is what was called one of Mark Carney's improvements, where they actually vote today as well, but we don't get to know till tomorrow. And then this would be, in ordinary circumstances, a live meeting, because we also get the inflation report. And we've just had the GDP numbers as well a week or so ago. So there's sort of a few things, ticks on the list, that would make this, they're more likely to do something than the other, except in this case, I can't see it, because they've got quite a few different things happening at the same time that makes it awkward. On the one side of the coin, they've been left behind by the Fed.
Yep.
So in terms of keeping up with the Joneses, if I can put it like that, it doesn't really seem much point. Particularly as it happens, and here's where the Bank of England's had a real win recently, is the pounds have gone up against the dollar. Some of it's to do with us. A lot of it is simply a lower dollar. And monetary policy has been tightened up. Now, there's lots of ways of measuring this. One of the ways I do is measure it, and there was an old Bank of England rule of thumb. And if you use that, then bank rates have been raised by the equivalent of 0.5% by the exchange rate move, if you try and judge one from the other. So those that a week ago saw Carney saying I was going to do something about inflation, that was all hot air, and it's basically the pound that's done it. If we move on to sort of other factors around at the minute, there's quite a lot of news on house prices. And here, something that will wake them up, not Carney personally, he rents, but the actual issue of those that think, like me, that a lot of Bank of England policy is in essence around house prices, won't like this morning's report. First, the FT comes out with a thing saying there's loads of discounts around London house prices. Well, let's face it, who knew that? Everyone knew that, that the market's changed over the last few years. Particularly where I live, if you look up to Nine Elms, which is one big building site, they're struggling to sell them. So there's that issue. Then you have the next issue of the Halifax coming out for the UK. And whilst there's always a bit of caution about this, because these days it's only some of the market, but nonetheless, the annual rate of increase is down to 2.2% now, so that's fading away. The actual quarterly numbers are flat, 0%, however you want to put that. And the last 2 months have shown a decline. So this is moving the other way. Bank of England, house prices, really big deal. If London's a canary in the coal mine, leading indicator, which it often is, then we're going to see house prices fall. I thought maybe that might happen last year, frankly, but it seems now set for this. And that, again, is another change, another twist on sort of Bank of England policy, as I said before. Big deal for them. That's before we even get to equity markets, which, you know, who knows what's going to happen next. But after Monday's drop, yesterday's bounce in the States, before I came in this morning, it looked like the FTSE was rallying that convincingly. So they'll be thinking about that too. And this is a change. Modern central bank thinking, if I can put it like that, from those that I talk to, they seem to follow markets sort of quite a bit. In my opinion, far more than they should, because they're supposed to be leaders, not followers, in my opinion. But they do. So again, that's something else that will make them nervous. So in the world that people are thinking and looking around for interest rate rises, it could quickly flip over into yet another cut.
OK, so the Federal Reserve, they're talking about up to 4 rate hikes, OK?
Yep.
Will Carney be forced to basically push rates up to follow the Feds? Or do you think he can use Brexit as the excuse, falling house prices, wobbly stock markets, wobbly Bitcoin and the likes?
Well, those are factors, but I think actually as we stand at the minute, the thing that's given him a sort of get out of jail free card, if we were playing Monopoly, is the pound and the way it's gone up against the US dollar. If you plot that forwards, then a lot of the issues right now, like inflation and things like that, that will help with.
Yep.
It's not the only factor, of course. Things like the oil price and so on are in there. But a higher pound has bailed things out quite a bit from his point of view.
Right. Now, in terms of cable, the Great British Pound, OK, we've had lots of pundits come on the show and say, do you know what, I think we're round about a top here at this 140, 142 area. I've seen Nomura, year-end target, I think they have 148. What's your take on the Great British Pound?
I think, really, the minute we're being pushed around by the dollar. So, to some extent, where we are is almost irrelevant, as it's a bigger trend. Just because no one thinks it, I wonder if it might have another run up through the 140s.
Yeah.
Just because everyone thinks it can't happen, yep. Which is, you know, so often the way things go. Yep.
And in terms of the stock markets, there's sort of big headlines now. Everyone's saying it was overvalued, it was overbought, you know, it was ripe for a correction. Obviously, lots of people saying this after it actually happened. Would you be buying this market at the moment?
Just purely on this morning's behaviour, no. Because that looks, so far, I might be very wrong in a couple of hours' time. But when you get a sort of response out of a drop like that, if it's going to carry on, usually the next morning it opens higher, then goes higher, not then dips back a bit.
Yeah. Well, it's extraordinary, OK, at top of the markets, that the fundamentals are often at their strongest. You had record inflows of money in January into equities. You had the highest M&A activity since 2000. And everyone was saying, this is fantastic. This is a sweet spot. You know, the global economies are going fantastically well. And then suddenly the Dow's off 1,000 points.
Yes, but then, of course, that was all in the price. And on your point of record inflows in January, I used to work with someone who saw those sort of things as a bad sign.
Yeah.
As in the last people getting in or, you know, and the thing like people are saying about, say, Bitcoin, when the taxi drivers are telling you it's a good idea, then that's your time to get out. And, of course, that turned out to be true. And it's the same with equity markets. The last thing, when people most pour in, sadly, that's usually the time it goes wrong.
On that note, Sean, thank you very much indeed for your time.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.